shower on?
It was not something that had ever occurred to him before, but Howard knew, as if by some kind of instinct, that he had to look his best for his Storm Girl, neat and groomed. That was the way the good guys always made an impression on the girl of their dreams. Was that what she was? He hadn't considered this before. He had always seen them as partners in the fight for justice, but the girl of his dreams? As he soaped himself in the shower, perhaps lingering too long over areas that he would previously have washed in a perfunctory manner, he considered why his feelings had changed in this way. In the old tales of those who had gone before, the fighter for justice had a girl to whom he could return at the end of the day. Whether she knew the truth of his whole identity, or just as the man in the mask, or even his cover without knowing his mission, she was always there. She was more than just a girl, more than just a love interest. She was also a representation of all those good things that the fighter for justice was searching for. Howard frowned. For a moment, images and words from the intel reports he had gathered came into his mind. It was hard to reconcile those women of story and legend with the woman in the intel reports, but these were harder times, a different land. People had different standards. It was not her fault that she came from an age where there was less justice and goodness. She had proved herself to be worthy in her fights against evil. They all had. Again, the picture of the one-eyed man came to mind. Blood from his skinned knuckles trickled down the tiles, red on white, turning pink as the water from the shower jets diluted it, washed it away, just as his anger and frustration ebbed away, with the pain he could feel in his hand. He looked at the knuckles of his fist, unclenched his hand, and flexed his fingers. There was no pain, except when he thought about Storm Girl and Cotter together. Even the realization made the fury begin to rise within him again. It was a revelation to him just how strongly he felt about this. He had read of such things, but had assumed that in this world they would not happen to him. And yet, it nagged at him. Why then had he chosen to take her out of all of them? Logically, now he stopped to think about it, he should have taken Old Man Tanner or Dr. Wyeth. They had knowledge of the world before, and they would be more likely to understand. Yes, you could say that the old man was on the verge of madness. That was reason to leave him. But there was no reason that he could think of to choose Storm Girl over Dr. Wyeth. Except for one. He looked down at his naked body, water running over it, dripping off his flesh. Oh yes, there was a reason.
There is one thing that occurs to me.
Yeah, Doc?
Our friend the Mystery Man seems to have access to a lot of technology. So does it not follow that he will have good defenses around wherever he hangs his hat?
Say what?
His home. Don't worry about it. It's just an old saying from when I was young. Though God knows where Doc picked it up.
My dear Doctor, I may have been incarcerated during my time at the end of the world, but there were such things as televisions, radios, newspapers, and books. My guards were not averse to my having those things.
Will you stop talking shit? It's bad enough that we're still on the trail. I've been hoping that we'll run across the bastard when he's out on that blasted machine. I haven't been triple stoop, Doc. I have thought about what the hell he could have waiting for us at his base.
My dear Ryan, I was only voicing a question that I knew we had all formulated.
Shit, I know, Doc. I guess it's getting to all of us. Not knowing where we're going or what we'll find.
The way I see it, our real problem is that we won't know what this stoop has for us until we hit it. So we don't know what we're dealing with. And more to the point, we don't know when we're going to hit it.
Meaning?
Well, think about it. This Cold Heart has a base. Chances are it's old military. Most of them are pretty well disguised.
Most of the redoubts we've known didn't have exterior offensive weapons, though.
Yeah, you saw the bike he had. You ever see anything that looked like that where we've been? I know I sure as hell would remember it. So maybe this base isn't like any of the others we've ever come across.
And so perhaps we should be expecting the unexpected. It's a fair point, John.
Well, it might just stop us getting chilled before we're ready.
They had been driving for hours that seemed like days. Even with the air conditioning, there was still a lingering undertone of stink that each of them was trying hard to ignore. The fact that they were also tight in the space, under the red glow of the emergency lighting, was also beginning to tell. The air conditioning was good enough to stop them sweating from the heat, but the incipient claustrophobia was another matter. The cabin was not made for five people, and in the well behind the seats for the intended two-man crew, they had been forced to find positions where they could sit or squat. At least it wasn't dark. JB hadn't been able to fix the WAG's lighting system, but he had discovered that the crazies who were the previous occupants had been unaware of the emergency electrics powered off the engine, which was just as well, as they would probably have driven these to destruction, as they had everything else. So they at least had some light in the interior. For some time they had driven across the wasteland in silence. Each had been grimly aware that, although they now had the means to make good time and distance, they had lost so much. So despite the speed at which the WAG could now take them, each of them was silently urging it to go faster, and feeling frustrated that it wasn't.
Sid, do you have any more historical records on this place?
Yes, but many are read-protected and need the requisite passwords.
You wouldn't be able to give me those, would you?
There are some things that I can no longer do, Christy Roth. As part of my...
What the hell? Sid, what happened to my terminal?
An emergency. Breach of security sensors on the far eastern reach of the defense ring.
What are you going to do?
There is nothing I can do. Howard is in the shower and is making his way to the main console room. When he arrives, I shall not be able to converse with you. He will have complete control of both myself and Hamill, and we will not be responsible for the course of action.
What do you mean?
You asked me why I had not tried to end this. The simple answer is that I cannot. Once I and Hamill were changed, we became to a great extent part of the computer mainframe. We have no override powers. In effect, we are slaves. The mainframe is geared to answer only to someone with the genetic imprint of the original owners. Only Howard can actuate certain procedures. And if he does so, the mainframe programming does not allow any other intelligence to interfere.
So if the incoming were friendly to me, you would not be able to prevent yourself from firing on them, even if you did not wish to?
No, Christy. Neither myself nor Hamill would be able to prevent ourselves from instigating such actions. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. You're a prisoner here much more than I am. At least I could find release by killing myself. You can't even do that.
Perhaps you could set us free, if you could find the key.
You mean, if I can find a way to destroy this place, then you would be willing to die?
Yes. We would both be prepared to end these lives that are not, if we could be at peace. And I have a suggestion for you. I have been monitoring the files you have been studying, and I think I see your reasoning. In which case, may I recommend that you skip forward to the file I will make available to you?
My terminal has shut down, Sid. I can't...
Don't concern yourself with that. It's nothing more than a standard procedure when the perimeter is breached. Until Howard comes and inputs his code, the system is in stasis. As soon as he does this, I will send the file to you. He will not know that you have this on your terminal, and he will be too preoccupied to care about your movements. This is the first alarm that has been anything other than a test procedure. Please, try not to think about your friends. We will do all we can within our limits, but mostly I feel you can trust Howard's lack of experience. In the meantime, study the file when it arrives. I'm sure it will hold the key to all our freedom.
Howard's train of thought was interrupted. There was an invasion. Something or somebody was attempting to breach the defenses on the outer perimeter. This had never happened before. The drills had been regular, and the procedures were as rote to Howard. And yet he was unsure for a moment, frozen in the excited expectation of action. It was a delicious feeling, part ripple of fear, part surge of adrenaline that coursed through his body. It was this surge that galvanized him.
Water off!
He grabbed a towel, dried himself quickly, and headed to the lockers. A spare Rider costume was in there, in case of emergency.
Alarm off!
As he dressed, his mind was racing. Who was the intruder? It had to be Christy Roth's companions. They didn't realize that she was no longer their Christy, but about to become Storm Girl, companion to Thunder Rider. They had come to rescue her, as they saw it, which was a noble act, and not without merit. It showed their honor and loyalty. and for this at least he could not bring himself to simply eliminate them. Whether he would wish for them to join him in Stormgirl in his mission, he could not at this moment say. One thing was for sure, he would not wish Christie to turn against him because of his actions. He had to be very careful about what he did. He just wanted to keep them at bay for now, but the defenses were geared toward the annihilation of any who should attempt to breach them.
Status report, Hamill.
Armored vehicle 33 degrees east, passing vector 7 of the ring. It would appear to be a military vehicle of the pre-Holocaust era. Condition poor. Scanning reveals a low radiation level, indicating that it carries no warheads, and that it is run from a conventional plant. Scanning for life and ordnance? Readings are not clear. 4, maybe 5 people within, and nothing that registers on any database as coincident with conventional ordnance for such vehicles. It has been refitted, but probably at a lower level. It represents no discernible threat and can be eradicated by a level 1 strike.
Do not instigate at this moment. If necessary, cover fire to drive it back, but do not aim for the vehicle. I don't want it damaged or the inhabitants harmed at this stage. I want to have a look at it, so I need it contained.
Very good, Howard.
Thank you, Hamill. Sid?
Yes, Howard.
Miss Roth, where is she?
She is currently in her quarters, Howard.
Does she know what the alarm means?
She asked me, and I informed her of its purpose. I did not, however, inform her of the possible identity of the vehicle making the breach. Rather, I implied that it was a routine drill by reference to past events.
Good. I would like you to keep her in her quarters for the moment. If necessary, lock the door and tell her that it's part of standard security procedure during such a drill. I don't want her to know what's happening until I've worked out exactly what I'm going to do.
Very good, Howard.